The Stevens-Begich race is being watched closely in Washington, where Republicans and Democrats are eager to see the seat fall into their camp. The chairman of the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, Senator Charles Schumer of New York, says he's cautiously optimistic Begich will win the Alaska race. The committee is the largest organization dedicated to getting Democrats elected to the Senate. It poured more than $1 million into Alaskan ads that criticized Stevens during the final weeks of the campaign. Schumer says everyone in Washington is waiting to see the rest of the ballots tallied.
I don't want to make any predictions before the votes are counted, but winning the early and absentee vote was a major focus of the Begich campaign and our field program, and the returns yesterday showed that the strategy is paying off.
Schumer says of the absentee and early return ballots counted so far, more were cast for Begich, giving Democrats hope that the remaining ballots will also lean toward their candidate.
We are happy with the results we saw yesterday, and while there's no way to exactly know where the remaining count will break, as of now, I'm cautiously optimistic that we will win this race.
Schumer and his colleagues are watching three Senate races still in play. In addition to Alaska, seats in Minnesota and Georgia are too close to call. In Minnesota, a recount is underway, and Georgia is preparing for a runoff election on December 2nd. So far, Democrats have won 57 seats in the Senate. If all three of the seats still up for grabs fall to the Democrats, they would have 60 seats, a filibuster-proof majority. Schumer says that's possible, but unlikely.